now it's time for the new campaign. Welcome to Rime of the Frostmaiden. As always, I, Bruce Force, am playing along with Dr. Cliff T. Pallet and Truck Stop. Mr. Flip has dropped as a player for now, but who knows what the future will bring. Big Bean is back to DMing, so expect the normal amount of bitching he receives from Cliff. Anywho, I was super pumped to start this campaign. The book has been sitting on my shelf for a while, since I didn't know if I would be DMing or playing, and thankfully, I'm playing. That means I can drink heavily again during these D&D weekends. Let's roll!
So, hello, welcome back. I haven't been DMing it for quite some time, so I don't even know if I remember how to do it.
It's been the best.
But it actually hasn't been that long. We're starting a new adventure, which we haven't done in quite some time. We are beginning the Rime of the Frostmaiden, which I have to admit is pretty good, even though it's written by Wizards of the Coast. They suck.
Is it illustrated by Brian Syme?
It is not illustrated by Brian Syme. The illustrations actually look good, which is shocking.
Can we see an example?
Absolutely. Let me find something for you.
Brian Syme hang himself.
There.
Oh,
they're real nice.
Yeah, real nice.
Next level. Wow.
Good job. Good job, whoever did this. I don't know who did it.
Thank you.
So there was a adventure that was done with these characters prior to
a little pre-adventure.
A little pre-adventure. Did they raise a level?
Yes.
No. Everyone's level one. And it didn't include my characters. It was just their.
Okay. So we can pretend that happened. Or we can pretend it didn't happen. I don't care.
It kind of depends on what you've told them with their things remember. That you were talking beforehand.
Well, you guys would know. I mean, I listened to the thing. I don't think anything I gave you guys would be in conflict of that.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Well, then Mr. Flip's character decided to stay with some animals because he loved them so much.
Okay.
I think there's bestiality.
You guys probably can assume.
Strongly suspect.
Yeah.
Super gay.
I think they were females, though. So.
I mean, there were some in there.
Straight bestiality.
The walrus was a female. Mother Tusk.
Yes.
Ew. She was gross.
Keep licking.
Oh my god. The
tusks went.
That's how he dies, his character.
So, before we get started.
Are you sure?
Yes, damn it.
So, before we get started, why don't we introduce the characters? Because I don't want to. I'm going to have you guys meet in
an inn
or somewhere,
perhaps
somewhere.
How original!
But I want you guys to talk first.
Hi.
No. I want you to just introduce your characters for God's sake.
Use your real names, though.
Yes.
I guess I'll go first,
please.
I have a.
Can you make it a little more
drinking?
A little more flair. Instead of I have a.
I'll go first.
Okay.
So my characters are Warforged, so they're obviously different than most of the other people.
Nice.
In the 10 towns. They've recently arrived and they're looking for artifacts to help build their god.
Nice.
What are their names?
Their names are Smiter, who is a paladin, and cleric. And a cleric named Pius.
That's a good name for a cleric.
A lot of effort went into those names.
The Warforged have very direct simple names.
Oh, do they?
Yes. It is their culture. They're not like John.
Right.
They're like, I'm Pius, or I'm Seal Fucker.
Oh, that's a horrible name.
Would you have had to fuck a seal then? Like, does that have to be in your resume?
Yeah.
It's assumed.
I think I left my phone over there. Shit. Oh. I'm not telling you to get it. Relax. Calm down. Okay. Very nice to meet your characters. Who wants to go next?
They look like those things on my minis. That's what they look like.
I know what Warforged look like. Oh, God damn it. Why didn't you put the sheets up? You're the goddamn worst.
I'm the best.
At what?
Best of the worst.
Not needing them, baby.
Yeah, okay. I guess no one's
going to.
I'll go next.
I assume we have starting gear and all the normal starting stuff.
You guys, I'm going to get to that.
Okay.
fucking relax.
So my character is a forest gnome.
Where did you put the sheets? Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt. I'm sorry.
He is a traveling wizard. His name is Sylvan Grassroot. And he's just, you know, wandering from town to town looking to learn some wizardry. Hmm. Do wizard things.
Increase his knowledge.
Have you considered what type of path you would like to take?
No, he hasn't.
He hasn't? He's going to figure that out?
He's living his life.
Maybe in two levels?
One day at a time. Hmm. One day at a time.
What did you do with the sheets that were in here?
They're probably right here, right? Are they in that folder that you had? Because I didn't move them.
There was nothing in there?
I didn't look at your folder. I didn't even open it.
Fuck. I thought they were in here. All right, that's fine. Well, nice. Very nice to meet you, Sylvan Snotgrass.
Grassroot.
Okay.
And my guy is... My guy is Rayan Shadowsworn.
Rayan.
Yes. He is a half-elf drow. It's a forbidden union between a mother drow and a human father.
Mm-hmm.
His peers.
That's the least likely to be rapey.
Yes, his peers' disdain for him was great, which made him have a lonely young life.
He would
actually disappear into the warrens in which his family lived for days at a time, just to kind of escape the torture or the torment. So one day he decided to delve a bit deeper into the earth than he had before, using some long abandoned tunnels and shafts to get to places unseen for generations. It was there he stumbled across the Shadow. The Shadow promised him power and vengeance if Rayan simply took it in hand. Eager to improve his knowledge, Rayan took the Shadow up on its offer. Since that moment, he's lived his life in pursuit of Shadow mastery to better teach his foes the lessons of pain. He's not a very happy person.
He sounds great. Yeah. Sounds like someone I like to hang out with.
Yeah.
For
short bursts of time.
Okay. So are you guys ready to begin your adventure?
We should take a break.
Yeah, I'm
a little
tired.
Break.
Yeah.
Okay. That's fine.
You're recording, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Oops. Please start over.
Okay. And we're back. Icewind Dale has become trapped in a perpetual winter. Ferocious blizzards make the mountain pass through the spine of the world exceedingly treacherous, and this land has not felt the warmth of the sun in over 2 years. In fact, the sun no longer appears above the mountains, not even in what should be the height of summer. In this frozen tundra, darkness and bitter cold reign as king and queen. Most Dale residents blame Earl the Frost Maiden, the god of winter's wrath. The shimmering aurora that weaves across the sky each night is said to be her doing a potential spell that keeps the sun at bay.
What's her name? Earl?
Earl the Frost Maiden. A-U-R-I-L.
Oh.
Dale folk live in scattering settlements known as Ten Towns. The drop-off in caravans coming from the south and the travel between the settlements in this never-ending winter has left everyone feeling isolated. Even though each town has resolved to appease the Frost Maiden with sacrifices of one kind or another, no respite from the winter's fury seems forthcoming. For adventurers such as yourself, Ten Towns is a place to test one's mettle, and in the spirit of heroes who have come before, leave one's mark on this frigid, blighted land.
It's a nice place. Mm-hmm.
So, you guys are starting in Bryn Shandar.
Okay. That's the main one.
That is the main area. Because it makes sense, because all of you are not from Ten Towns. If one of you was from Ten Towns and lived in Ten Towns, we could have started in a different one. But everyone comes through Bryn Shandar. That's sure. just the way it is. So as you're in Bryn Shandar, just another gruesome day in Ten Towns. Howling wind, bitter cold, foul tempers, and snowdrifts big enough to bury a herd of moose. But today, the local tavern is abuzz with news of recent serial killings.
Oh my god.
Before the murders, the only question on everyone's mind was, will summer ever return to Icewind Dale? Now the question is, will I be the killer's next victim? Nothing breeds fear and paranoia like a murderer with no face. Three cold-blooded murders have been committed in the past month. a halfling trapper in East Haven, a human shipbuilder in Targos, and 3 days ago, a dwarf glassblower in Bryn Shandar. Each victim was found with a dagger of ice through the heart. What's the connection? The drunken lot huddled in the tavern offers no credible ideas, but sitting apart from them is an elderly shield dwarf with a nasty scar across her nose, who looks like she has something worth knowing. She's been smoking her pipe and eyeing you ever since you walked in.
She's been eyeing all four of us?
Yeah, like you all walked in. Like you walked in, and then a couple other people walked in, and then you guys all congregated because you're the only ones that aren't from Ten Towns. Mm-hmm. So, like,
what were the three murders? Halfling.
One was a halfling trapper in East Haven, a human shipbuilder in Targos, and 3 days ago, a dwarf glassblower in Bryn Shandar. Bryn Shandar, sorry.
Okay.
So you guys have been sitting there for a while. Everyone's kind of like talking around you, but not talking to you. You feel a little, I mean, they're not being unfriendly, but they're not exactly being friendly because you're not Ten Towns people.
Mm-hmm.
So you naturally congregate with one another because that's really like the only place left in the inn.
Pius is like watching people eat.
Yeah.
Very intently because he's like,
they're really,
he doesn't
like,
eat anything.
They're really like looking at you guys like, the fuck is that? Because obviously they're seeing Warforged. That's not a thing.
Mm-mm.
And there's no Goliaths, right? No one's a Goliath.
Nope.
Okay. That's good.
We are a gnome.
Gnome.
Half-elf.
Half-elf.
Half-drow elf.
Yeah, half-drow.
And Warforged.
Where would you say you are in a paperback test?
What?
What? What do you mean?
So, if you're
half... How dark is your half-drow? Is he like purple drow, or is he like, you know, kind of grayish?
More grayish.
More grayish. Yeah. More like human, but with a little pallid undertone.
More drowish.
The people of Bryn Shandar don't really have the same kind of prejudice against drow.
Well, you also have, he's wearing like a cape with a hood, and he wears a scarf across his face. Like, all you really see is like some skin here.
Yeah,
around his eyes and stuff. So
regardless, they're pretty open here. Pretty much anyone that comes up to Ten Towns is running away from something, so they don't judge. Not well, they do, but not too much.
Right, they judge quietly.
Judge a little quietly.
The nice kind of judging.
Yes.
So you guys are sitting there for a while, and you know, converse if you'd like, or you notice that there is this old dwarf staring you down. Like,
Pius says, do they usually stare this much?
No, it's rude.
Oh. And then
he's staring at me.
Yeah.
Just like, that's rude.
Oh, sorry.
Look away.
Then he turns to the gnome.
Don't look at me, dude. Huh? Look at them.
He stares back at the dwarf. Like goes, this.
Ollie.
I think she's hot, he says.
Okay.
When do you want to go talk? You get hot, you do this, right?
No, I think she wants you to come closer.
Oh. So he steps up there, and Smiter comes with him.
Okay, he goes, she goes, get your, are they your friends?
And he looks at Smiter, and Smiter's like, mm-mm. And he's like, no.
Well, can you grab those two, other two? Because I think it's going to need more than just you two.
Okay.
I mean, go get them.
Oh, okay.
Please.
And
Jesus Christ.
He goes and gets you too. Come on. She
what?
Wants us.
I don't want to go.
Yeah, I am afraid you have me mistaken for someone.
They're looking.
Else.
She's going.
What do you want?
Well, you have to come over or else.
No, I'm sorry. I did come over.
Okay. Did you come over as well?
I point to me. I go, me?
Yeah, you too. She's like, Jesus Christ.
What the fuck is going on here?
Look. I know a little bit about what's going on here, and I think since you people are... You're the only ones
I
can...
Wait, you people.
Oh, my God. You're the only ones I can...
Real Audemani in here.
You're the only ones I can trust because you're the only ones that aren't from around here. So I know... I think I might know who's doing these murders, and I need you guys to help me.
I don't care.
Yeah, well, too bad. Do you want to make some money?
No, I kind of want knowledge.
Yeah.
All right, go fuck off.
I guess it'll tie the story better together if
honestly,
I say, yeah, I need
if you guys want to say, no, fuck you, I don't care, then we can, we can go with something else.
Goodbye, Minis.
Yeah, so long, Minnie.
I mean, and that's, yeah, you that's know what?
I actually, I need money. I don't have much left.
And the world ended 2 weeks later.
Bias says, I like helping.
Good. I like that attitude.
Found the goody two shoes.
So, I know that
Smiter kind of glares at you.
Oh, Smiter's got an attitude. Nice. Like that. So, I know that Sefik Kaltra works for a small traveling merchant company named Torx, owned and operated by a shady dwarf named Torga Icevein. In other words, Sefik gets around. Not like that.
No.
He's charming, makes friends easy. He's also Torga's bodyguard, so I'm guessing he's pretty good with a blade. His victims come from the only three towns that sacrifice people to the Frost Maiden on Nights of the New Moon.
10 towns.
The only three places in 10 towns that sacrifice people. So
is that effective?
Apparently not.
Huh.
She says, this is what...
I pull out a notebook and scratch that off.
She says, this is what passes for civilized behavior. People are being killed to try and appease Arl, who is obviously not fucking Karen. Anyway.
Who's Karen?
Caring. So maybe the victims found a way to keep their names out of the drawings and Sefik found out they were cheating, so he killed them. Maybe just Sefik is doing the Frost Maiden's work. I don't know. I followed Torgs for a 10-day as it moved from town to town. Quite the devious little enterprise. But that's not my concern. What struck me is how comfortable Sefik Kaltra looked with it in this weather. No coat, no scarf, no gloves. It was like the cold couldn't touch him. Kiss of the Frost Maiden indeed. I will pay you 100 gold pieces to apprehend Sefik Kaltra, ascertain his guilt, and deal with him, preferably without involving the authorities. Because he's just going to fucking get away.
So what proof do you have that he's done any of this?
Smiter says, who are you again?
My name is Hillen Trollbane.
And why are you taking this into your hands?
Because I'm too old and too tired to actually do this myself. But
are
I do
a spurned lover.
But I do have no. She's not. I come on. Look at me.
What does that mean?
Stop it.
I'm going to need half up front.
No. When the job is done, return to me to collect your money. So what I need from you guys, I'm too old to do this on my own. I'm too old to help you, but I do have some money stashed away that I can give to you guys. So 25 gold each for figuring this thing out is actually pretty good. It's not like you're 13 level adventurers.
Yes, we are back to level 1.
Yeah, you're back to level 1. 25 gold pieces is a fucking lot.
Wait, I have mail in the mailbox from Keothi.
got 3,000 gold in it.
17,000 gold.
So what you know, and what she begins to tell you, is that in 10 towns, there are three types of sacrifices. So if towns have enough people, they sacrifice people. So the bigger... I know.
Just move out.
Why do they sacrifice people?
To Arl, to appease her.
To appease the Frost Maiden.
To appease the Frost Maiden. If they don't have enough people, but they have food, they sacrifice food. If they don't have either food or people, they sacrifice warmth, which means they go without a fire for every night.
Do they notice a reprieve in the weather?
Nope. So that's why I think it's fucking stupid. Yes. This is what she's saying. But people, when they're met with these types of situations where there doesn't appear to be any way of getting out of it, they do odd things and strange things. It's been winter here for too long, and people are starting to become desperate, which makes for a very it's just a pressure cooker waiting to explode.
It sounds like a problem.
Like a jambalaya.
So what ties these murders back to the dwarf?
What dwarf?
Sefik.
Sefik.
Oh, he's not a dwarf.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought he was. No, right, she's a dwarf.
She's a dwarf.
She's a dwarf.
She's a dwarf.
Sefik is a human.
Okay. So why do you think that these murders are tied to him?
Because
he's frost-kissed or whatever?
Well, one, he walks around in, like, T-shirts. Like, well, not T-shirts, but rolled up sleeves and no coat. You've been out, I assume, and know it's pretty fucking cold around here. Two, the three murders that have occurred all occurred in places that Torgs was visiting at the same time.
And Torgs is the...
Torgs is the...
like the travel.
The traveling...
But then there's more people than just this guy, right?
What do you mean?
There's other people in this touring group, this traveling group, than just this guy.
Yeah, but... From what I've seen, he's the bodyguard, and he seems to be the one most comfortable with a blade. So, I'm not saying that it could be. It might be someone else in Torgs. I'm pretty sure it's definitely in Torgs. However, this guy just give. You'll see when you see him. He gives off a vibe.
So they've been the East Haven, and Bryn Shandar. And what was the second murder?
They were at East Haven, Targos, and Bryn Shandar.
And where are they? Do you know where they are now?
Who?
The traveling group.
Are they back in town?
3 days ago, they were at they were at our town, Bryn Shandar.
Right.
I'm not 100% sure where they're going, but I think. You can ask around and probably figure it out.
Do you have a suggestion as to who we should ask? Do they have like a certain merchant or person that they deal with regularly?
You're in Bryn Shandar, so I would go and talk to the blacksmith at Black Iron Blades, and he probably could help you out. You could talk to the innkeeper, but I don't think he doesn't really deal in foodstuffs.
Is that also a black innkeeper, or is it just the smith black?
It's the blacksmith. Black. He's,
oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, he deals with iron.
My
mistake. All right. Well, I don't know about Slater says. I don't know about you fellas, but I could use some gold.
Yeah, I do need some. Being a wizard's expensive.
Yeah. I mean, we don't eat, but we like things.
Okay. We still like to get prostitutes.
So yes. He goes, you guys, an old grizzled barkeep. Are you guys going to buy anything? Or are you just going to fucking sit around in my inn?
Who the fuck are you to curse a guest?
I'm Skarmax. This is like one of the only inns in town, so I'd watch your fucking mouth.
Fuck off.
Ooh. All right.
Huh? Not with him. Rayan is a little confrontational, so I'm just playing the character. Yeah.
Are you normally so loud with people?
Only people I don't know that don't pay. I don't know you people. You've been in my bar for quite some time now. People. You haven't bought anything. I'm just.
She was going to buy us a round of drinks.
Sure I was. She buys you a round of drinks.
Nice.
That's all I wanted. See him go back into the bar, pull out, get out the drinks. Everyone seems to really like this guy. He's very amenable to the people that are in the town, but he seems a little bit put off by the fact that you guys just came in, were huddled around a table, and then you fucking started talking to this girl, and you didn't buy anything.
But she's from town, right?
She's from town.
Yeah. Okay.
She says, they're fine. They're good people.
Pius sort of like purposely dumps his drink, but he's sort of like playing with it. He's like dumping it out.
He says, so scrap, man, this guy's fucking name is bad. Scramsax. Scramsax is his name. I love the fucking names. Scramsax says, what? I don't mean this to be insulting, but what are you?
I'm Pius.
Okay, but what What race are you?
Oh, my God.
I know. I didn't mean it to come out like that.
Oh, my God.
I mean, I know you're a gnome. I've seen gnomes. I know.
Dude, I'm all covered up. So
I know you're probably some type of human. You don't have to cover up here, man. All of us have a backstory. Just fucking, just uncover.
Just continue your line.
Whatever. Anyway, I've never met any people like you before.
I never met any people like you before.
Okay. Be careful. I try and keep a clean place. So please don't spill beer.
I'm sorry. That's just special. Seeing, you know, what you guys.
We drink
what it is.
It's beer.
Yeah, it's fizzy.
Never heard of beer?
It's fizzy.
Have you heard of beer or ale or? No.
No.
I'm not with him.
Someone okay. Want it? I don't need it.
I'll drink it.
Yeah,
get the gnome
hammered. Gnome's gonna be fucking torqued.
Smiter doesn't drink it either, but he holds his beer. No.
What? Okay. So
he hands it to Pius.
Behind the
Pius looks at it some more.
Behind the bar is a gigantic. Which you would know, a couple of you know that what this is, a gigantic knucklehead trout with the mounted
fresh brown trout
mounted on the wall with the name Old Bitey on the bottom. Every once in a while, when someone walks by Old Bitey, he starts to sing a song.
Oh.
And he goes, there's a place I like to go further up the river's flow. Where it is, I do not know, but be under all that snow. And then every once in a while, he like bites at someone.
So this thing's wall mounted?
This thing, it's like on a plaque, like a fish on a plaque?
Yep.
That's one of those.
So it's like a magic mouth. Or...
Yeah.
There's a place I'd like to go farther up the river flow.
Can I do like an arcane?
Pius starts singing the song with him.
Well, yeah, she can do an arcana check.
Which I realize I actually don't do well in, so I guess.
Then no, you can't.
9.
Okay. You assume there's some type of spell cast on it. You can ask people. Do you ask anyone?
No, I...
Pius asked the innkeeper. He's like, does he sing other songs?
No, just that one, and he bites people. This mage came in one day and cast a spell on him just for shits and giggles. I hate the fucking thing.
I hate it.
I hate it too. But everyone loves it. I keep it up. I don't know. There's a place I'd like to go farther up the river's flow. Where it is, I do not know.
Oh my god!
Must be under all that snow.
You're very small. It's probably a pie.
So, yeah. But it seems like a very warm, inviting place. He says, do you guys need rooms or...
Well, what time is it now?
It's getting fairly late. I mean, it's always looks late. And
do we have normal starting equipment?
You guys do start with cold winter gear, which you need here. So everyone can write down cold weather gear. Now that you've been, you know, buying drinks and she's been buying drinks for you. He goes. You guys. Yeah, I'm sorry for the way I came up to you. I apologize. That was kind of rude of me. I'm just everyone's on edge, and you know, strangers. That are just lurking kind of make me nervous, so I apologize. But you guys are really going to want to get some other gear besides just the cold weather gear. You're definitely going to want to get snowshoes, and you're going to want to get where's the other thing that you need? It's they're like spikes that go on your feet for ice. Not in your feet. No. But,
spigots.
Something like spikets. That. No, they're not spikets, but
Spicions.
Smiter says, "Do you sell them?"
No, you can get them at the Black Iron, though.
The blacksmith.
The blacksmith, yeah.
Well, it sounds like we have to question him anyway.
Well, also, I'd recommend if you're going to be traveling between towns, running dog sleds.
We're in this because we need money, not because we have money.
Well, then I guess you're going to just have to...
He says, how much are the dog sleds?
Usually 20 gold.
How long do you rent them for?
Town to town. It's kind of like a, you know, just go
like
to one...
It's like an enterprise?
I was going to say that. you go to one... You rent it from one town, go to another, and they have a they have an understanding.
Okay, well, let's go... Smiter says, let's go talk to this blacksmith.
Okay. So, you have time to talk to the blacksmith. And one second. Sorry. There's a lot of flipping in this book. So, you go to Black Iron Blades, and as you're walking up to it, you see a couple hardy adventurers look at you guys and kind of chuckle.
What's so funny?
Nothing. You just look like the type that goes to Black Iron Blades, that's all.
What does that mean?
It means what you want it to.
How did you mean it?
Me too.
Is he an idiot?
He is.
Are we talking of questions? Pius says.
How did I meet who?
Mean it. How did you mean it?
Oh, how did I... I thought you said, how did I meet him?
Oh, no.
How did I mean it? Yeah. Take it however you want. I don't care. Fuck off.
Fuck off.
He's late. He just walks away. He doesn't fucking care. Yeah. He's like,
fuck you.
Exactly who I thought they were. So you walk in to Black Iron Blades, and
fucking was something different.
Sylvan leans in. He walked away.
I'm actually a little intrigued by his ignorance. It can be several different things.
Oh.
Sylvan leans in and goes, you should probably fight that guy.
So it's a combination.
Pius walks into the blacksmith and says, fuck high.
No.
Garn looks at his name's Garn. He looks at you like, hi?
Yeah, sorry, he
it worked. Yeah.
Learned a new word today. Good for you, buddy.
Okay. Yeah, I mean I you do look like you're not from around anywhere. That's fine.
Tell where you're from.
Oh.
Where are you from?
Like an enclave. Yeah, we're traveling.
Okay.
We're allowed out.
I'm not actually.
I don't care. Why does he ask the question and say he doesn't care?
I mean, if you don't want to tell me, is
he
what
just
I'm
told
saying.
You.
An enclave doesn't really
I
say
think
where
we
he's
just
from.
Murder Hobo.
Regardless, it's fine. Don't worry about it. Anyway,
from the south.
We have the most inexpensive blades, and we also have a lot of adventuring supplies. We have ice picks and cold weather gear and snowshoes and rations.
We need snowshoes.
Snowshoes?
As well as those things that attach to the bottom of the snowshoes. Is that correct?
Yeah, you gotta find those things. They're not pittons.
Spider says not pittons.
Snow pittons.
No, they're not snow pittons. God damn it. I read.
How tall is your character?
I don't know.
You're a gnome, so you're pretty small, right?
I don't know. 2 feet, 8 inches.
Oh my god.
This is just
you're almost as small as you're smaller than Weeblo. Smiter is about 6.5 feet tall, and Pius is only 5 feet tall. So there's a decent sized difference between the two.
They're called. God damn it! This is why I didn't want. This is why I remember right now. They're called crampons.
Crampons.
Put the crampons on us, please.
They cost 2 gold pieces for a set.
Is a set enough for a pair of shoes or one shoe?
It would be, it's a set, so a pair.
Okay. And how much is it for the shoes as well as the
So it would be four gold. I knew that was going to be a thing. It'll be 4 gold total for the snowshoes and the crampons.
Do you by chance have a shield?
Of course we do. we are a full service area here. In fact, we also make our own weapons and shields. I am the blacksmith, and I can help you out with whatever you need as far as adventuring gear goes.
Okay.
All right.
Do you also sell dogs? A dog rental?
Miter says. We're not, but you can, I mean, if you talk to the innkeeper, you can probably find out who around town is the new dog. Because they travel, they go town to town. Basically, they take the dog sleds.
Do the dogs have snowshoes?
No.
These are good questions.
This is going to be a long campaign.
The dogs don't have... No. Yeah. Anyway, if you need anything, you know, as far as weapons or shields or adventuring gear, I can...
So, meta question. Are we starting with normal gear? Because when you start a character, you get, like,
your choice of gear.
You get the whatever gear, the specific gear that your character started with. So whatever you started... Okay.
I just know if you wanted us to buy our gear here.
You can, but whatever you started with in the last adventure... You have now.
Okay.
It's not like
it's a normal starting gear stuff. Yeah. Nothing. Okay. Because Pius and Smiter both have chainmail and a shield, and then one has a longsword and one has a warhammer.
Okay.
Normal.
That's fine.
Cleric, paladin stuff.
I'm just hoping for a shield.
I mean, like I said, I do have a shield.
Yeah, I was just waiting for a price.
Oh, I apologize. I'm sorry. I didn't know.
No, it's okay. I know the dog question threw you for a loop.
It did a little bit. I'm not going to lie. I've never been asked that question before.
I've never seen a dog before, Pius says.
Oh, have you seen a wolf? Okay.
What?
It's like a big dog.
But no, I've never seen a dog before.
Okay.
Oh.
Yeah, we have a shield that's 10 gold pieces.
Could I try to persuade
my first adventure. Him for
a cheaper price? Wait sure. a minute. 22.
Yeah, I think that's going to be fine.
I don't have, and I'll say my
oh, maybe not.
I don't have a... Oh, wait, did he beat him?
You rolled a 19. I didn't see what his plus is. No, you're okay. He's 21. So
I'll say that I don't have a lot of gold, and I just need this for protection.
You did get a certain amount of gold.
I know, but it's not a lot.
Oh. So. Are you sure?
Would you like to buy the shield for me?
I'm just saying, you usually get, like... I'm saying, as a...
Okay, no, I thought you were being the
you
fucking...
Get, no. This is outside it. Usually get, like depending on your class, you get 4d4 times 10 of gold.
You do,
starting gold.
You do get starting gold.
I did get starting gold. It's just not...
You just didn't roll
high. Yeah, it's not...
That's fine.
I rolled a... Not to use this against them. Pyrus rolled 17, so he's 170 gold.
Okay.
And Smiter has 130 gold.
What the fuck? I have 20.
Did you... You don't... I don't think you did it right then.
No, I D&D Beyond said this is what you get.
Did you buy your weapons and stuff?
You get them with starting packs.
You get to choose
what's your class? You're a...
Warlock.
What's your background?
Urban Bounty Hunter.
That might be why.
Oh, and do they have different ones?
Depending on your background, you can get...
But that was actually higher because I was bouncing between that and something else. I think Hermit.
Oh.
You said you were... I'm sorry. You literally just told me.
Urban Bounty Hunter?
What's your class?
Oh, Warlock.
Okay. Yeah, warlocks you get 4d4 times 10.
Give me one sec, baby. I'm 3 feet 6 inches.
Nice.
44.
I'm a big
all day.
Smiter. So I got 100.
Okay, there you go. Smiter goes to Pies and says, dogs are canines, and wolves are like bigger canines. They're not the same. They don't speak.
I have a picture of one.
Oh.
So he shows you a picture of what they look like.
Oh, I see.
This is why. That's why. You see now why I was confused when you asked if they wear snowshoes.
Yeah, their feet are very small. All
right, then could I do? could I back up one step and say I'd like to inquire about a longsword as well?
You barely have enough for the shield. Why would you want to pay for the longsword?
No. That's why I said, can I back up? We never said anything.
Okay. Oh, I see what you're saying. Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Like a shield and a longsword.
A shield and a longsword. Wow. I might go home early today.
Well, don't do that.
I'm not going
to. Who the fuck do you think you are?
You need to be stable. You need to stay
with Please, we have many questions.
Are you by chance new to town?
No. I've been here for my entire life. Why?
There was some jerk-off outside that scoffed when we said we were coming here.
Oh. Yeah. Well, don't worry about
that. I thought he was a fuck-off.
You can be the same.
Huh? Jerk fuck.
Jerk.
Okay. Gotcha. Yeah, they were jerk fucks.
They were jerk fucked.
Jerks. Together, a longsword and a shield would be 25 gold.
And could I keep my roll for
yes.
persuasion? Okay. So I'll say, you know, I don't have a lot of money. We've been assigned a task. I can't go into detail, but I really need this equipment. Can you help me out?
He's pretty. He's like, you know, I understand what it's like to start out. You know, it can be pretty rough. So I'll tell you what, 20 gold for both.
Deal.
Okay. And snowshoes for everybody. Smiter says.
You still have to buy them.
Yeah.
So that was four for that. Right?
Four gold. Four gold each. All right,
so
yeah.
I'll give you 24 gold.
And
I've been playing so much, I was ready to write down the gold.
How much for pittons?
You mean crampons?
No, literal pittons.
Oh, pittons? Yeah, that I can...
You need crampons.
You need some crampons. Pittons. They're 5 copper pieces each.
5 copper pieces each?
Yeah.
So, so he can get, like, what do you normally get, like 10?
I would get, like, 20.
20?
20 pittons, yeah. So yeah. That would be, what, 1 gold?
Okay. He'll buy them.
Okay. So he can get 20. It's good. It's smart because there's a lot of ice and a lot of cliffs, glaciers, so a pittons a good thing. You need rope?
Oh, no, I got some. I got 50
that's
feet.
A good question. I should look to see if I have. No, I have rope.
Did
you buy pittons?
I just bought. Yeah, Smiter. You bought 20 pittons. I bought pittons. I need to have different voices for them, don't I?
What?
I'll give Smiter a deeper voice. I have pittons.
I have pittons too.
I mean, pittons are pretty good.
I have torches.
You might need a pick. Does anyone need a pick?
I have a hammer.
Hammer's not a pick. Just saying.
Smiter says I'll buy a pick.
I just stare at him until he's uncomfortable.
I mean, I'm just trying to help you out, man.
No, I'll take a pick.
Okay. Pick is going to cost you 2 gold.
Fine. Gotta protect my friends.
Mm-hmm.
Well, friend.
Oh. I thought you guys were all friends. No.
Okay. Are we fuck friends? Please.
We fuck friends.
That's what the fucking guy's doing in the back.
No, I'm sorry. What time of day did you say it was?
Nearing nightish.
It's getting close to nightish. It's like 4 o'clock, but it's starting to look real dark. Okay. Like it doesn't.
Sun's getting low.
Sun's getting real low.
Actually, the sun never comes up, so it's.
It doesn't. It always stays right on the horizon. So it's like you're at. It's like you're on the North Pole. And during the winter.
It's always the winter in the North Pole.
No, it's not. No, it's not.
That shut down.
Not when the Earth tilts towards the sun. You know how it works.
We're not on the Earth.
I know, but
we're
saying.
We're not on the Earth.
I'm explaining to the character, to the PC, the people playing the characters. Jesus.
We have cold weather gear. We have snowshoes. We have picks. We have pittons. We have rope. Yeah, I mean, my guys don't need to eat.
No? Anyone need rations?
I mean...
I started with rations.
We have some rations, but...
Do you have rations, my small friend?
Pius is...
I got rations.
Oh, I thought you said your ear rations.
Pius likes to give his rations to the little animals that run around.
Oh, that's nice. Anyway, so anything else I can do for you?
Oh, Smiter says, yeah, actually. We heard you might know where the Torg group went.
Oh, those guys?
Yeah.
Yes.
They're bad news, man.
Yeah, we haven't heard great things about them.
I mean, so he came around not that long ago, like 3 days ago. About the same time that dwarf glassblower died, or was killed, I should say. I mean, usually they do it. It's like a circuit. So if they are, if I were to guess, they're probably heading to. Let me look at the Ten Towns map. One second. I need to find the Ten Towns map. Oh, yeah, wait, I'm being stupid, sorry.
I think he is new here.
What? So if I were to guess, they're going to head back to Targos or maybe go to Tourmaline or Goodmead. Either any of those three is probably your best bet.
So we might as well go to Targos, because that's the next closest one.
I think they were at Targos not that long ago.
So you think East Haven?
So maybe either Goodmead or Tourmaline. They're the second closest. They're both 6 hours away.
Okay. Where is it?
Goodmead and then Tourmaline is right here.
Okay.
So yeah, they're about equidistant. Tourmaline is also a big city or a large town, so maybe there's more business to be had there.
Mm. Large town.
Yeah, Goodmead makes good mead, but you know, they're a little bit of a smaller town.
Mm.
Yeah.
In fact, that's where most of the mead from the inn comes from.
Oh. Pie says it's very fizzy.
No, that's not mead, that's beer.
Oh.
Mead's a little different.
Say, yes.
Yes, I understand.
Mm-hmm. I understand. He's like
the Smiter says. Do people normally just walk between towns, or they always take the dogs?
You can walk. It just takes a little. So it's if you walk by with snowshoes, it'll take you about 6 hours to get to Targos and Tourmaline. If you take a dog sled, it'll take you 3.
Mm.
So you know, it's not unheard of that people walk. It just makes it a little bit easier to, you know. Plus, you don't have to walk, and you don't get tired. I get pretty tired. I'm getting old, getting up in age. You know.
I says, how old are you?
I'm 230.
I'm 12.
What?
I'm 12.
12? 12?
12.
Years old.
I'm 12.
12 what?
Decades? Centuries?
Oh my god. No, years.
Oh.
Oh. You look much older. Not in a bad way. I'm just...
In a bad way.
I don't know how to... look
worn.
I don't know how else to describe. I don't know. Do you guys... You guys are all together?
No.
Temporarily.
No, we're not together.
Okay. Well... Anyway, I'm, you know, we're here for your adventuring needs.
Cool, thanks.
Whatever you need.
Fuck bye.
Fuck bye. You might want to teach him about that. Not everyone is as nice as me.